So it's been a theme of this campaign, but it's been a bit of a backstory as well. Race. We're about to talk to a pollster who says that having racist views doesn't mean you won't vote for Barack Obama. And there's evidence of this all over the country. We want to hear from you about where you think race fits into this campaign. How are your friends and family talking about race and this election? We're getting down to the wire here. Does race still matter in this election? Tell us your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Or mytake@thetakeaway.org. As we said, it's been a backstory, a national theme, but we want to take a look at sort of the microcosm of how race gets decided in particular constituencies. And returning to us is Takeaway Political Director Andrea Bernstein in Clark County, Nevada. And there's a large Latino population there. It's really actually exploded between 2000 and 2006. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Now, what I want to do is find out in a sort of a small way how individuals who might be expected to have particular racial views are placing race as they calculate who they're going to vote for. You've heard some pretty interesting folks.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I've heard a lot of discussion among white people about race. I mean, there's a whole long conversation that women had yesterday about who they knew who was a racist. Here's a bit of a snippet from that. It's different from Latinos, and I'll tell you why in a sec.
One of my friends, quote unquote, said right at the beginning, she says, "Oh, I can't vote for him because he's black." And I said, "Are you looking at the issues?" And I said, "You chose every one of his, not one of McCain's."
Did you convince her?
Yes, because I went with her when she voted.
Andrew, that's interesting. So there's sort of strength in numbers on the Obama issue that people maybe are solo racists, but in groups, they're going to vote their pocketbook.
Well, what is so fascinating is that it's the talk of white voters, race. I mean, I hear all kinds of people from, you know, "I am not voting for somebody who is black," to "I don't care if he's black, white, purple, green, or polka dotted," which is a phrase I've heard all over the country. But what is fascinating to me is there was so much discussion, especially in the primaries when Latinos were voting for Hillary Clinton in big numbers, and there's been a history of sort of fractured Latino African-American coalitions. There's a lot of talk, you know, Latinos are not going to vote for Barack Obama. But what has happened, and you know, I see it here in Nevada, you know, the Bush really got 40% of Latino voters. But because of the issue of immigration, and it's such an irony because that's an issue where McCain really did buck his party. But because of that, Latinos have moved into the Democratic column where what is happening now is it's like young people. You see a Latino voter and you can predict
again,
that they're going to vote for Obama.
As you said, issue trumps a sort of expectation of race. Let's listen to what you heard in the Latino community.
I wanted to change, and the change is the one person different. Para mí es más, o sea, fue fácil elegirlo. Definitivamente Obama para mí.
Well, I think he's thinking very much on the para sacar al país adelante con económicamente, y no piensa en las guerras.
I think Obama has a very good plan. I really completely think he has a good plan.
Was there any hesitation in your mind?
No, not at all.
So again, solidly rooted in the issues, race doesn't trump the vote, at least in that voter's mind.
Right. And one of the things that's so interesting to me about Nevada is, unlike some areas of the country, I mean, the Latino population is so new. And these are voters, people going into the polls.
Well,
are talking in Spanish, you know, sort of back and forth.
Well, we want to sort of take a look at the sort of macro view of this racial issue. Thank you very much, Andrea Bernstein, Takeaway's political director in one of the counties that count in Las Vegas. It's the Holy Grail. Pollsters trying to figure out where race fits in this campaign.
As you called it, an elusive, very important issue in this presidential election campaign.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.